Earlier this week, the Counter-Narcotics Alliance in Tucson ended a two-month investigation into a suspected illegal marijuana dispensary. Four people were arrested, and police said several pounds of high-grade marijuana were seized. This isn't the first case of law enforcement shutting down a facility that said it was a medical marijuana dispensary. It also happened in Maricopa County, says Laura Oxley of the Arizona Department of Health.
It's really important for the public to know that Arizona Department of Health Services has not issued any certificates for marijuana dispensaries at this point in time.
Oxley says anyone claiming to run a medical marijuana dispensary is not licensed yet because that process is ongoing. Even after the state approves dispensaries, prospective owners will still need to meet local regulations before they can open.
So until that point, there are no legitimate dispensaries in the state.
After a legal battle, the department began accepting applications for dispensaries earlier this year. 466 organizations applied, but state law limits the number that can open to 126. The health department is evaluating the applicants and will issue licenses next month. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.